Welcome to the online service of worship for Knox United Church Nepean for Sunday, June 20th, 2021. We hope you have a copy of the order of service, which will allow you to participate in the responses and the hymns. This week we have Ian Gibson to sing and read with us. Thank you for helping lead the service. Our annual pet blessing service will be held outdoors at Knox next Sunday at 10 a.m. Please contact the office to register. There are no limits on how many may attend, as long as we stay safely distant from each other and keep taking the safety precautions we are now accustomed to. I look forward to seeing you next week. There will also be a podcast service recorded for those who cannot attend. Podcasts will be continuing all summer. Once we start gathering regularly, we will still find a way to podcast services, but they may switch to being recordings of the Sunday morning service. We will keep everyone posted as we come out of the pandemic. Today's Zoom study topic is the walls of Jericho. We will gather by Zoom at the earlier time of 11 a.m. to allow for any special Father's Day lunches. Details and the Zoom link are printed in our congregational newsletter. This will be the last study session for the summer. Studies will resume in the fall. There is a prayer request in the newsletter for Gilles and his family. Gilles will be undergoing triple bypass surgery on Tuesday. Please keep all of those family members, including Gilles, in your prayers. We encourage you to share your own good news and prayer requests in the newsletter each week. If you would like to send us good news or prayer requests or anything else, please contact the church office at 613-829-2266 or office@knoxnepean.ca. These are all the announcements for today. Let us prepare for worship. To worship for today's service is responsive, and it can be found printed in the order of service. God's voice can thunder like a storm,
or whisper like a still small voice.
God's spirit can blow like a wind bending the trees,
or refresh us like a cool summer breeze.
God's universe can reveal our Creator's power,
and can hide mysteries of God's work, waiting for us to discover hidden wonders.
Let us gather now as God's people
to meet our Creator and hear God's voice.
Our hymn is in Voices United at number 310, God Who Touches Earth with Beauty. It is also printed in the order of service.
Make my strong and sure.
Opening prayer is printed in the order of service. It is a unison prayer. Let us pray together. Keeper of our lives, you know the hardness and gentleness of human hearts. You call your people to faithful living through the storms of life that bring suffering and fear, joy and laughter. Teach us to turn to you for all we need, so that we may come to know your presence, even in the midst of the trials that surround us. Amen. Our responsive psalm for this morning is Psalm number 148. This can be found at Voices United number 871, and it is also printed in the order of service. We will be singing the refrain. Allison will play it through once, and then we will rehearse it before we begin. God from the heavens, give praise in the heights, give praise all you angels, praise God all you hosts.
Praise God, sun and moon, give praise stars and lights. Praise God, farthest heaven, and all waters beyond heaven.
Praise the Holy One, at whose command they were created, who established them for all time, setting bounds which cannot be passed.
Praise God from the earth, great sea creatures and ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and frost, hills that obey God's decree.
All mountains and hills, all fruit trees and cedars, wild animals and cattle, creatures winged and earthbound.
Sovereigns who rule the earth and its people, all who govern and judge this world, young men and women alike, old people and children together.
Praise the name of God, the name above every other, whose splendor covers heaven and earth.
You give strength to your people, songs of praise to your faithful, to Israel, the people dear to your heart.
Let all creation cry, glory be to God.
Job, chapter 38, verses 1 to 11. I'm reading here from the New Revised Standard Version. The Lord answers Job. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? Or what were its bases sunk or laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band and prescribed bounds for it and set bars and doors and said, thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waters be stopped. Standard Version. Jesus stills a storm. On that day, when evening had come, and he said to them, let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in a boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great gale arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. But the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our salvation. Amen. In our recent studies on the symbolic meanings of miracles and wonders in the Bible, we discussed Jonah. There's a stunning parallel between Jonah and our lesson from Mark's Gospel today. Before Jonah met the whale, he was fleeing from God. He was in a boat asleep while the sailors battled a terrible storm. They woke the prophet up to ask for his help. The best he could come up with was to tell them to throw him overboard, because it was obvious God was causing the storm to stop Jonah from fleeing, and he'd rather die than turn back. So the sailors threw him overboard. That's when he met the whale, which saved him from drowning and took him back to the shores of Israel. The similarities and differences with Jesus are obvious. And early Christianity made a lot of fuss over it. not only the story of the boat, but particularly comparing the 3 days in the belly of the whale with Jesus' 3 days in the tomb. But even deeper than that is the message that we hear from Job. Now, this aspect of Job has always seemed unfair to me. Job was a man who was flawless in his faith, and he was being punished as a test, not because he was bad, but to see whether or not he was faithful to God or simply enjoying all of his good luck. The book of Job really is an ancient approach to the question of why bad things happen to good people. And in this passage, we see God demanding that Job man up, that he confront God instead of sitting and whining. And then God overwhelms Job with the sheer power of creation itself. Everything God teaches Job is long. It's full of images of nature. It goes for chapters. Our reading is only part of it. But this reading cuts to the core of creation itself. In the Bible, creation is imagined as a bubble, surrounded by an endless chaotic sea. The firmament, as it is called, is the star-studded bowl placed over top of the world to keep the upper waters out. Then the land itself keeps most of the lower waters out, and the Word of God keeps the other lower waters, things like rivers, lakes, and seas, from repeating what happened to Noah. Originally, the job of creation was perfect. The firmament was perfectly sealed. Then it was cracked during Noah's flood to let the waters in to destroy creation. That was when the first rain started to fall. And the rainbow was finally added at the end of that story as a promise that although the firmament might be cracked, God would never destroy all creation that way again. How could Job possibly stand up to that wonder, that power? He is faced with the understanding that no human could do what God has done, to place limits on the chaotic waters of the universe. And I would suggest that here is where the real meaning of our gospel lesson comes in, because Jesus is doing something that nobody but God could do, controlling the powers of creation with a word, holding back the chaotic waters when even the damaged firmament could not. Job, who was a perfect servant of God, it was shown that he couldn't do this. Jonah, who was far from perfect, didn't even try. And yet we see Jesus doing something that has already been determined to be beyond human ability. The early church presented this story as a demonstration of God's presence in the person of Jesus in a way never seen before in any person. One of the challenges we face as a society, I would suggest, is that we look at something like this and we say, oh, I really want to do that. We've worked hard not only to predict the weather, but also to control it as much as possible. And we keep striving to impose our will on the natural processes of creation. Seeding clouds to cause rain is an old technique now, and we are realizing with some trepidation that a lot of other things, like our many forms of pollution, have caused unexpected consequences. So now we have to deal with climate change, extreme weather events, without being able to push a button that will solve the problem. The image of Jesus calming the storm in the boat has inspired us to think about what it would be like for humans basically to claim the power of God. I do not believe that it was ever written with that intention. The early Christians were identifying the uniqueness of Jesus. But we've changed that message to, well, if he can do it, why can't we? Technology can do anything. So instead of relying on divine miracles, we are invoking the wonders of science and technology. Today is Indigenous Sunday, coming as it does so close to the summer solstice, we would do well to let our indigenous peoples remind us about our relationship with the rest of creation. In our own scriptures, this is an understanding that we have forgotten, that we, like Job, should stand in awe of the universe that God has made, that we should never take equality with our Creator as something to be grasped, that while we do have a privileged position with intelligence that gives us the ability to do things that other animals cannot, we are still part of creation, not separate from it, not in command of it. Just ask Job. In our culture, we have tried very hard to forget that understanding. In our pride, in our arrogance, in our hubris, we have thought that we could do something more. So maybe it will take the culture of the first peoples to remind us of that reality. They haven't forgotten it. It is woven right into their culture, into their stories, into the ways that they live. What's challenging is that it is also woven into our stories. But our culture has managed to take our own stories and twist them, so they've ended up meaning something very different than what was intended. When the disciples saw what happened in this story, they asked, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" They asked that question so that we would consider the nature of Jesus as the Creator at work in a particular person. This was never intended as a challenge to try and match those miracles. Now, I admire the achievements of people of science, and I will always be a fan of science fiction, and I will continue to try and write it myself, because that's something that imagines the impossible every day. It's a great fun thing. It hopes to spur us to leaps and bounds of possibility and imagination. But at the same time, I believe that perspective is an important thing for us to learn. And that when we forget that we are not lords of creation, we will reap the whirlwind, to use that same metaphor from our Job lesson. Just as God spoke out of that whirlwind in the story, so we should be reminded that as much as we can do, we should never forget that when we reach for great powers, when we try for the powers of creation itself, we will also need to develop the wisdom of the Creator. We will need to learn the balances that keep things working, the self-imposed limits that will allow our world to continue to work in a way that is respectful of the life that we share with everything around us. We have this lesson in our own ancient teachings, but we have forgotten it. And if it takes another culture to remind us, to bring us back to a place of respect in creation, then so be it, because that lesson is essential. And we need to remember now that we never do well when we try to play God. Amen. Our next hymn is found in Voices United, number 296. This is God's Wondrous World. It's also printed in the order of service.
Rocks
and the wondrous wrought. This is God's wondrous world, the birth that carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is God's wondrous world, God shines in all that's fair, in the rustling grass or mountain pass, God's voice speaks everywhere. This is God's wondrous world, oh let me never forget, that though the wrong seems off so strong, God is the sound. Let voices sing, let the heavens ring, God reigns, let earth be glad.
Let us join our hearts in our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession, which will conclude with the sharing of the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, in the midst of this pandemic that has focused our attention, has pulled us apart, has done so many things to us, we have, in many ways, been able to push aside and forget some of the other concerns that are still there. The concerns of climate change, of extreme weather conditions, the various evidences that we have as a human race being an awful lot less than responsible in our care for your creation. Loving God, your love extends not only to people, but to animals, to plants, to the rocks and trees themselves. You made this and you said it was good. You said it was very good when it was complete. Help us, we pray, to develop a sense of that goodness, a sense of awe when we see the amazing things that happen, a sense of wonder as we gaze out across the bounds of the universe and recognize how much more there is to learn, to discover, and to know. Give us, we pray, a sense not of our own power and amazing skill, but how the little bit that we've learned will lead to so much more, and how we need to develop balance. We thank you for the gift given to us in the lives of other cultures and other people. And on this Indigenous Sunday, we thank you for our Indigenous peoples. We have wronged them terribly in many things, but they have held on very hard to their core teachings. And they have invited us to share them, to learn a respect and love for your creation, and a new respect for you, our Creator. Help us with that learning. And help us as we go forward. Help us as we come out of this pandemic. We pray that that happens soon with people well. But as we come out of this pandemic, help us in our joy and in our celebration to also keep aware of the challenges that still face us and the ways that we can go forward, not just to restore our economy, but to restore your world. Walk with us and make us wise. Help us in this. And as we hear a clamoring of voices demanding one thing and another, teach us which voices we should listen to and how we should go forward. Loving God, we pray for the people in our congregation, in our families, in our wider community, the ones that we know and even the ones that we don't know who have needs at this time. Many of those needs are medical these days. Particularly, we think of Jill, who is going to be going through triple bypass open heart surgery on Tuesday. We think of his family and all the people who love him. Be with him during that time, we pray, and in the time leading up to it. Give skill and great care to all of those who are looking after him so that they may do their jobs well. Let him have a sense of your ongoing presence and let your whole family feel your love bringing them closer together. We ask that your healing touch would be on him and indeed on all of the people whose hearts are touched by your love, but whose bodies are touched with physical challenges, maybe COVID and maybe something else, things put off because of the need to delay medical services. Loving God, in this moment of silence, we lift up the names of those we know to your care. Hear the prayers of our hearts, we pray. And hear us as we continue to pray together in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is in Voices United, number 265, Creating God Your Fingers Trace. The words are printed in the bulletin. In peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with each one of you this day and forevermore.